Welcome to the Leading Visionaries Podcast, featuring stellar conversations with emerging and established leading visionaries. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate and spotlight the leading visionaries who are thinking differently, seeing new possibilities, have the courage to dream big, take inspired action, and create conscious change all around the world. Now, here's your host, Angel B. Hartwell.
Welcome to another episode of the Leading Visionaries Podcast, where we celebrate the ingenious, insightful, innovative, and inspired leading visionaries of our time and provide our listeners with world-class examples of the kind of courage, clarity, and confidence it takes to bring visions into reality. This is your host, Angel B. Hartwell, and today we welcome our special guest, Stephen Turner. Steve started his business career with UPS. In his 34 years on the management team, he provided leadership to operations, finance and accounting, and technology groups. This included 5 years in Europe at the beginning of UPS's international expansion, where he was a finance director with responsibilities in 10 countries. Upon his return to the U.S., he led groups that designed, built, and deployed UPS financial systems worldwide. In 2017, Steve and his wife launched LeggingGirl.com, an online store for women's clothing. And in 2019, Flow Business Solutions started leveraging Steve's successful management and leadership career. Well, we are so excited to have you here today. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. And I love talking about vision.
Excellent. Well, that's where I'm going to start. So because the show is called Leading Visionaries, I'd love to have you talk about maybe your own experience with vision. Were you a visionary as a child, or was that something that you became trained into over the years of your career, to being able to see vision, grasp vision, and communicate vision?
That's a good question. I've always had it, to be honest. I've always been able to take what I am doing, where I am, and take it to a higher level. And when I first got started at UPS, it was the way I saw the company and the type of organization it was. Now, when I was doing this type of analysis, I was like 19 years old. I was just there my first year, and I was in an hourly position at that time. And I noticed something about the organization that was, I felt, somewhat unique. And that was, I looked at UPS as an opportunity of laissez-faireism, where if you survival of the fittest, basically. And if you concentrate and you work hard, the opportunities for success were there. UPS was not in all 48 states yet at that point. So there was the Rocky Mountain states needed to be added. We didn't have Texas yet. Alaska and Hawaii came in the last two. So the company had the opportunity to grow, continue growing, I should say, through geography expansion. Then when the time comes and UPS has all this land in the United States, they would then become better by being more efficient at what they're doing. So I could see a tremendous opportunity here. Mm. So I loved it right off the bat. Mm. And when I was 20, 1 year later, I started the management team. I was a sophomore in college. So while I finished school, I was a part-time supervisor. And I've always had this ability that I really never thought of until, you know, I look back over what had happened over the years. And I've always had the ability to seek perfection, knowing I would never get there, because I would walk the milestones along the way, which is a very good talent to have when you consider that when people are moved in corporations. I went through the corporate journey. I relocated 7 times, and each of those moves creates another opportunity and then another one. And sometimes you don't have to move for the opportunity. So at the tail end of my career, when I was in New Jersey, I was working in the technology group, then I could do a lot of things without moving, because a lot of stuff was centered there. Yeah. But the ability to see where you're going with the confidence of being willing to just walk the journey. And to me, the success came in how the people were. How did the employees act? What was the attitude? What was their potential? And just, you know, what a great team that could be created as a result of the process and the approach of leading people.
Beautiful. All right. So there's so much there. I want to just take a pause and talk a little bit about this idea of both seeing what's possible. Like you used the keyword there, you saw what was possible. And this idea of seeking perfection, knowing that it's never going to be attained, but walking the milestones. So I'd love to have you speak a little bit of exactly what it's like for you. Like, what was the experience for you in the seeing when you could see?
A lot of the results of looking at what could happen in any location I was in was also a reflection of my confidence of getting there. I've always had a gift of confidence. So as I walked the journey, it was never a question of if I was going to get somewhere. It was simply a question of when we were going to get there. And that drove me, you know, a lot, knowing that I had the confidence I could get things done. And I think that's as much an important piece of the journey as being able to see where you're going. Because seeing something and not having the confidence of getting there doesn't generate anything.
Exactly right. I agree with that.
You need the action, you know, following up the vision.
Beautiful. And so one of the things that you said also there at the end was you could see where you're going, you're walking the journey, but the success for you was in the people and seeing the great team. So how did you, as a leader, because this is leading visionaries, it's not just about vision, it's about the leading part. How did you, as a leader, support your people to both see the vision and maybe transfer? Is there a transference there of some of your confidence to them?
I can answer that question by an example.
Great.
Because this is real life stuff. So in one of my assignments, this is the one I was in the finance group, I took over an office that had been in the pits, so to speak. As far as performance, there hadn't been anybody promoted from the office in at least 7 years. And I had a little bit of experience with this office before this opportunity came. So I had a feel for their history, and I knew a handful of people in the office. So when the time came that I had the opportunity to go into this office to raise up the standard, there was no doubt what one of their issues was. The potential and the capabilities of the employees were not tapped. So, give you an example, when I went in there, we improved everything through teamwork. And before anybody can improve their own operation, they have to have confidence in themselves. So the first thing I did was I went out to dinner with each of the management people just to have a conversation. And in the process of the conversation, I asked them questions, you know, your history, what would you like to do, you know, those kinds of things. So as a result, they knew I was interested in them personally, not simply as employees of UPS. So when that quick introduction thing was over, we then started to go around the office in the different departments that were in there and started an audit program so that each of the areas could be audited by the rest of the people in the office. It would just kind of float around and everybody would get audited and everybody would be involved. So we had like Wednesday night pizza nights, you know, doing these things. And what came out of it was a realization that the folks that were there could solve the issues. So when they discovered what was out of whack in their particular work group, because obviously it was, they wouldn't have been in the pits, they took the responsibility to take the steps to move it to a higher direction. So as an example of what the value that can be in your people is, nobody left the business. Nobody left. I didn't lay anybody off. I didn't hire anybody to replace anybody. I hired some people to cover growth, but nobody was replaced by somebody else.
Beautiful. Well, and what I'm also hearing there, Stephen, is part of what you did was you saw them as individuals. You saw the potential for them to be given the gift of seeing for themselves by this audit process, seeing for themselves exactly what was not functional And then you also, at some level, supported them and empowered them to solve for themselves rather than you going in with the, like, you know, duct tape solution that was enforced. So there's a lot there. And so for our leading visionary listeners around the world, what I want you to hear here too is that Stephen didn't go into the situation like he had all the answers. He went into the situation and started asking questions, right? So, all right, we're going to take a very short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about your leadership and your vision. But right now, we are going to do a little shout out to our leading visionary listeners around the world. Are you a leading visionary or in the role of leading other visionaries? Consider joining our community and sharing your feedback and takeaways from each episode. We invite you to join us and support this podcast by making a donation at leadingvisionariespodcast.com. If you're interested in finding out more about how you can receive support for getting your vision out of the air and onto the ground, you can apply to qualify for a complimentary consult with me or a member of my team by clicking the Connect with Angel button on the website. Be sure to share this show in your own spirals of influence with the people who you think might benefit from our content. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We're welcoming thousands and thousands of downloads from all over the world. And we now have more countries. We have now, we're up to 24 countries. So we're going to shout out this week to our listeners in Costa Rica, Mexico, Austria, and we might as well shout out to our listeners in Pennsylvania, and we will, which is where Stephen is, and we will be right back with Stephen Turner.
The Leading Visionaries podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Are you the one who thinks differently, who is called to create a significant conscious change in the world, who is seeing and dreaming of a better way for your industry, your community, humanity? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to guide leading visionaries just like you who want to break through the static in order to clearly express and confidently enroll support for their vision in a way that makes it inevitable that it will come to pass. Your word is your wand, and as the leader, your ability to articulate and communicate your vision is essential to its materialization and monetization. Please enjoy with our compliments a free copy of the book Be Heard by Millions and Live Your Destiny, which was a number one new release in three categories to get you started. The book is yours by visiting gift.leadingvisionariespodcast.com.
And we are back with Stephen Turner. To find out more about Stephen and how he can help you in your leadership and your vision, you can go to flow-business-solution.com, and we will have that for you in the show notes. You can just click right through, and there's also his connections to all of his socials will be on that website. So, Stephen, before we went to the break, we were talking about how you walked into a situation that was stagnant. Essentially, it was stagnant, and were able to empower the people to see, to be visionaries themselves and to see and to open their eyes to how they could correct the situation and get out of stagnation and into flow. So I want to fast forward a little bit and talk about your business, Flow Business Solutions, because I'm curious about, like, what was your journey? I assume you're no longer at UPS. So what was the journey of making the decision to leave UPS and start your own work?
That's an interesting story. And it started like this, believe it or not. I woke up one December on a Tuesday in 2006 to a word from God. He said, you're going to get an early retirement opportunity and you should take it. It came 2 days later.
I love it when that happens. Thank you, God.
And 3 months later, 2 months later, was my last day, February 21st of 2007. And then I went from that and I kind of just waited, kind of like seeing, you know, what's going to happen here. because this was an unexpected thing for me. So I, you know, follow God and keep going. So I decided to, I took some time. I liked the world of real estate. So I started a real estate company for the purpose of flipping houses. And I was in January of 2008, I was in Atlanta at a class learning how to market real estate on the internet. So this is back in 2008 now. Mm-hmm. And while I was in the class, on January 8th, 2008, at 3:30 in the afternoon, I heard this: market the management skills I gave you at UPS. That was the end of the real estate career. So then I started to move into putting together things for a coaching business. I have a series of podcast-style audios that are actually available on the website. But an interesting thing happened here, and I don't want to get too digressed from your question, but the first thing I did when I was at this point was I recorded my entire career, a reassignment, a description of the group of people that I was leading, and what did I learn in each assignment in response to what the management skills I gave you. Mm-hmm. When I got done, I realized over this 34-year period, I always had an answer for every question. That's why I found leading people easy, but I also realized where I got it from. So the Lord basically spoon-fed me during all this time, because I think I was an openly receivable person. So he just kept going. Now, having said all that, I did dabble in a startup for a while as a chief operating officer, and I walked out of that business. So it took, you know, a few years. And then we started my wife has an online legging store. And then we did the coaching business, came out of that. So the business I have right now is actually launched in 2019 in its current form. And my target was small, medium-sized businesses first. And I wanted to teach them how to lead people, but I got involved in everything. So I had some clients that I had for a really long time, because I'm not afraid to dabble into other things in a business, just like any owner would have to do. Then in February of 2022, I had another word from the Lord, and this word is driving what we're doing now. Mm. Now, we really just come out of the pandemic, and he said, there's going to be massive change in corporate America. Some are going to fail. Some are going to have new leaders. And I want you to write a corporate manifesto on the way it's supposed to work.
Mm, beautiful. All right. Well, few things here, Stephen. First, I know exactly what you're talking about when you say about getting the word. I call it source or spirit. Yeah. I don't, you know, that's my my word. And for our leading visionaries who are listening, as well as, you know, those who are emerging as leading visionaries themselves, as well as those who are leading other visionaries, I think it's really important to be as transparent as you are being right now, that, you know, vision comes from source. Vision and the word comes from something larger than us.
Bigger than us.
Right. And so I just want to affirm that. And I want to have our listeners hear that. The second thing that I want to make sure that I just really underscore here is the level of clarity with which you receive, right? Yeah. And your willingness to not only receive, but also act on what you hear and what you see, because you can hear and see and not act. If we're not acting, nothing.
Certainly
we're
can.
We're not going anywhere, right?
Right. Yep.
Right. Right. And so that all being said, I am very curious to hear what the word is, and, you know, where you see your work going in terms of helping. And I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing right now. Mm-hmm. Helping to evolve corporate leadership kind of globally, worldwide, it's really an evolutionary invitation is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yeah. And multiplication is an important factor here. So we are putting together, we're starting a new company called Beyond Resilience LLC. It's still in the process of being put together. But we're also putting together these materials and an approach, which we know exactly what we're going to do, to go into companies in corporate America and change the way leadership functions. Now, that's kind of a big thing, but it was an interesting thing about the manifesto was I sat down and wrote it. And at the same time, I met another lady who was working on a similar project. And so happens that the things she had discovered and the things I was doing came together like a puzzle. So the two of us are doing this. So the process of doing this, this is how I see it at the moment, based on what the guidance that I have received, is that we're going to really lean heavily on the multiplication factor. So I'm not going to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, would you like to have a conversation about how your people lead people? We know that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're going to put a message out there. This is another thing that God told me. Put the message out there, I'll distribute it. So he will distribute it to the people that need to hear it so that they are inspired to come and ask questions and open the door to changing the way businesses function. Now, there's a statistic. This is something to hold on to. So this is a point of focus. The statistic is 85% of employees are not fully engaged in their work. That's been produced every year for 32 years by the Gallup organization, and the numbers never moved, which tells you there's no reaction to the number. And the hook to use to get the attention of a CEO, because this is something that has to come from the top and go through the organization. You can't come in from the side, right? Is employee turnover. Right now, the average turnover rate in the United States is 9.3% per year, employee turnover. And if the only people you ever lost, if you want to call it loss, were retirees, the turnover rate would be about 2.1%. So whatever's happening from 2.1 up to 9.3, there's a handful of those that will leave an organization to go move to something else to better themselves. You know, I don't like losing those people, but they're aces while you have them because they're forward-looking and they work hard and they're working to do things for themselves. Okay, that might be a couple of percent. The rest of them are people that companies are losing that they should never lose. Mm. Because people leave managers, they don't leave companies. Mm. So if that's the case, that means everybody's leaving of this 4% of the turnover rate that people are leaving. They should never have been lost in the first place because they're leaving the managers.
Right.
Because the managers don't know how to lead people.
Yeah.
And I can go back to a whole history as to why that's the case.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left.
I know. So anyway, so by going to the CEO and basically saying, do you know your turnover rate and how much money you spend replacing employees? It's a good chance they don't know the answer to the second question. They might know the first one. But it takes an average of $34,000 to replace an employee in this country. Mm. Granted, it's a wide range. But if you go to a CEO and you say, how many times do you want to spend $34,000 for the wrong reason? And then you start the dialogue.
There we go.
Because then you can get into the causes. And we have all this figured out. So it's, you know, it's not just a general conversation. It's the dollars and cents hook, because that's where CEOs focus, which is understandable. And then talk about the issue and the solutions.
And being able to implement them. Beautiful. Well, so in the couple minutes that we have left, I want to make sure also that our listeners heard that there's really an 85% problem, according to the Gallup poll, which from my perspective is those people are, there's probably the people who leave and then there's the quiet quitters, right? Like the people who were in that situation that you went into at UPS where they had been stagnant for 7 years. And I'm quite sure that your work can also support the transformation for those people as well. So we have literally 1 minute left. So in the last minute, is there anything else that you want to make sure that our listeners hear?
I think the really most important thing is to remember that people are people and they're the same all over. I can tell you this just from my circling around Europe for 5 years and working with UPS over there. I worked in 10 countries over there. The approaches we use work everywhere because cultures vary, but hearts do not. People are created in here the same everywhere. So if we always remember that a person, including the management person, if you want to look at the mirror and talk about the person you see there, they all have a desire to succeed, and we can easily draw into it develop them as individuals so that they truly do succeed.
I love that. Cultures vary, but hearts do not. That's going to be our sparkling insight from this episode. Okay. Well, Stephen, it was a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much for coming. These interviews definitely go fast, I know. So listeners, we do love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show by joining our community, sharing your takeaways, asking questions, or submitting guest suggestions. You can weave your visionary thread into our fabric by opting in on our website at leadingvisionariespodcast.com or by interacting with us on social. Look for the handle at Leading Visionaries Podcast across all of the major platforms. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your eyes, ears, and hearts open. And remember, you are here to create conscious change.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to rate and review Leading Visionaries on Apple Podcasts and share with other people you know who can benefit from today's episode. Leading Visionaries is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leading visionaries who are called to create conscious change and know that now is the best time to welcome wealth and cultivate a web of collaborative support to bring their vision to life. We invite your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of new episodes at leadingvisionariespodcast.com.